Hey, how's it going, everybody? We are back. My name is Joe.
And I'm Carolyn.
You are, in fact, listening to the one and only Carolyn and Joe Show! Hey, that's me.
That was from when you were skydiving.
Yeah, that's the skydiving version of it. Hey, it's me and you, Carolyn. Me and you back in this Astray Studios by ourselves. We have no guests. We are, in fact, special. But you know what? It's been a long time.
We're our own special guests.
Yeah. It's been quite a long time since it's just been a...
A solo show.
I guess you'd call it a solo show of just us. But sometimes you need to have that solo show of just us to have a little break. To realize, hey, who's running this joint? How's it going, Carolyn?
We're our own bosses, Joe.
Always, always. That's the best...
Myself.
That's the best situation to be into. We're listening to... I was about to say Zooey Deschanel, but it's she and him, which is Zooey Deschanel and M. Ward. I gotta say some credits for the music that are happening.
What does the M and M. Ward stand for?
Probably Matt.
What about Michael?
It's Matt.
Oh. Does anyone call him Matt, or they're just like, what's up, M?
Yeah, it's called Z Chanel. A lot of people seem to... There was a time where I felt like there was a Zooey Deschanel backlash. You know what I mean? Like, I feel like that's always happened. Like, with the first season of New Girl.
Everybody just wanted her job. That's probably why.
That's usually what happens.
I mean,
because
it's like, think about it. Why would you want to be against that? You know what I mean?
What do you mean that?
Someone that has their own TV show like that, that's like harmless. Like, she doesn't seem to like intend on hurting people. Like, she's not like some criminal like Chris Brown.
Yeah,
you know, like that guy.
Crook.
I can understand like people hating on him, but it's like, why would anybody really have huge beef with Zooey Deschanel? It's almost like, well, you wish you had your own TV show,
or anything really.
Yeah, you wish you just had something else going for yourself, but Zooey has stuff going on for herself.
I always feel like I have a thought process here that sort of breaks down like you don't have the right to complain if you're not making anything yourself. But before we get into that deep conversation, Carolyn, as soon as this music kicks in, do we have some news?
Yeah.
3, 2, 1, and go.
News. You guys, Magic Bullet number 7 is coming out this fall. In fact, in late August. And we have a Halloween theme. So I urge you all to do one of two things. If you're a comics creator, a writer, or an artist, you can submit a comics page. And all the detail is up on magicbulletcomics.com. Also, if you own a business or know of a business or have heard of a business, you can solicit ads for us. And there is awesome opportunities with the ads because you can reach up to 5,000 people.
Or more, actually.
Or more. Or more.
Because imagine...
Because that's the print run.
5,000 issues get out there, but how many issues can one solid, palpable object actually reach? Millions.
Many. Like, what if 10 people read one single issue?
It's just not one person that can see that. That can be shared to the whole family. That can be dropped on the floor and seen by absolutely millions and more. You never know. It's going to be seen. Because lots of people know.
You get a link online, because then that means people online can see you, too. You're going to be all over. And the rates are very affordable compared to many other publications. So check out magicbulletcomics.com to find out all the info on that. And Joe and I have been on tour for a long time. We did Free Comic Book Day. We did the ANS Comic Con. We did Awesome Con, which you guys heard the past 3 weeks worth of shows were from Awesome Con. We've been all over. We did Asbury Park earlier. We've been all around. So... We're not going to go on tour for a while. I think there might be some stuff over the summer.
It's break time, man.
But definitely in the fall, it will kick back hardcore. We'll be at Small Press Expo. We'll be at Baltimore Comic Con. And maybe even some more stuff. But I don't want to get too excited about this fall already because, you know, we are only in May now. But
no, we're almost in June.
Well, almost in June.
Almost in June.
But, you know, it will go by real quick and then we'll be hitting up the convention circuit again. But yeah, like, I think it's good that we're, you know, we're out and about, we're doing stuff. But occasionally it's nice to have a weekend. It's nice to have a little break because I haven't had a full-on traditional relaxing weekend in a long time. Joe.
Yeah.
When was the last time you had a full-on traditional relaxing weekend when you really didn't have that much to do?
Just like in the Strokes song, Monday and Tuesday are my weekends, and a lot of times that's not even the case because I have shoots on those days too. So I don't really know what, I mean, having a weekend, it really sort of freaks me out when there's like nothing to do. I have to figure out something to do.
Well, you never have anything to do. You'll find something. But I mean,
yeah,
like,
that's my curse.
It is nice to have.
That's why we have the show.
I mean, there's always something to do. I mean, there's always events going on. Like, for example, like last Sunday, I don't mean to treat this like a job necessarily, but like...
It's work, though. It's work.
It's not work, but we went to a graduation.
But let's not...
How's that work?
But let's not say that, like, actually effort... I mean, like, work... People try to constitute work as like going to a 9-to-5 job. That's not what work is. You can go to a 9-to-5 job and not do anything, and that's not work. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I guess like because the graduation didn't really take that much effort, but I will say it was long. They said it was a 2-hour graduation, but it was actually ended up being like over 3, and everyone walked, and which was awesome for them because they get their name called on the loudspeaker. I mean, I guess, you know, I'm proud of their achievements and all that, but
I remember you got the book and you're like, are they going to list all these names? It's like a million names.
Yeah.
And yeah, they did.
I mean, as an audience member,
it's been a while since we've been to a graduation.
Yeah. As an audience member, it was like entertaining, but also at the same time, it was just like name after name. Like,
I remember before going into the graduation, you're like, man, this speech better be inspiring.
Yeah. Because
I hope I get inspired by this speech.
Because I need it. I feel like it's good to always have somebody who's like had good achievements that can give some advice. And I also online, like I know Neil Gaiman has a really popular commencement speech. I guess it was from last year. And like Mike Peters had a really good one last year. And I liked, you know, you just put it on your headphones and listen to the audio and you can really hear some good tips from these awesome pros that have been around for a while. And I feel like they're inspiring the new generation of graduates, but I felt like I got a couple tidbits out of this graduation speech, but it wasn't to the point where like I was super excited about like doing work. It was more just like putting over the university.
I personally wasn't really inspired by it as much. I zoned out after a little while. I felt a little bit pandering happening.
Yeah, it was basically we're putting themselves over.
We're giving a review of like a graduation speech. It wasn't as compelling as it should have been.
It wasn't as good as Neil Gaiman.
No, but like that's one thing. Like I don't know. Like after later on in the night, for some reason, I think I clicked on a link off of Facebook from I think one of the models that happened to be like associated with. And it was one of those websites that was a website that was like a almost like a trash talking website, but it was about like Richmond. It was called something. Maybe it was called like the Filth or something like that. I don't really remember, or the Dirt.
Filthy Richmond.
Or something in that sense. But basically each posting was like someone would ask a question and post a picture of like a girl and say this girl's a slut. Don't watch out for her. She just came back from West Virginia. Thinks she can be all hot shit, and now she broke up with her boyfriend from
West Virginia. Well,
yeah, but they say stuff like that. It's all like all hardcore like slandering.
So basically, this is like a site to like tattle on people.
I guess
like if they broke your heart. I guess you can.
I don't know if you can use the word tattle. I mean, yes, I guess you can do the word tattle. But it was.
Is it only Richmond?
No. But this is what it was, because the post that it was posted on was sort of like, I guess the person posted that, the link to that, and then people were like, oh yeah, they have other stuff like this in other towns and other places.
You reached really, like a deep dark crevice of the internet.
It was, but in a way, like I felt like it was, but it's also like in my head, I was like, I shouldn't have clicked on this because it really was. This is like, these are the people that I hate.
See, I hate it when you like click on it. I don't want to say it's necessarily by accident because you like did intentionally click, but like it's something that you didn't probably intend to want to look at when you logged on.
It was almost like a Gossip Girl, but like times like a million.
But isn't that what the internet like started with though? Because even Facebook started out just like ranking girls from the college. From Mark Zuckerberg's college.
It literally was that. But like really what I got out of this was really quite... I wouldn't say disturbed, but I was sort of disgusted in a way, very disgusted, because like these are like a lot of the pictures I was seeing were like these girls Well, the guy, whoever was critiquing these people, so to speak, would be like, oh, I'll make up a name, because they gave them like nicknames, like maybe one was like Knight Rider or something. Like,
that sounds so stupid.
This one was like Knight Rider, and
in the bathroom in high school.
It was sort of like that.
The girl, like, the girl's like sluttiest girl, like, best legs girl.
But like I journeyed into it, and like, because there's one girl they called Knight Rider. I don't even know her real name, but like I could see like on the newest page they had, are like, Knight Rider's starting to lose her looks. I heard she just celebrated her 23rd birthday, but it looks like she's losing shape in her body. Would you still do her? Like, it'd be like that. The question would always be posed like that. Like, what do you think of this girl? Would you do her? But see, this is the one grabber that I did have, because, you know, I go into that, and I know a lot of people in that town, and like my head is like, I know a lot of people in this town. What if I see someone that I know? You know what I mean?
What if you see yourself?
That's what I was looking at. I was like, is people talking trash about me? Because I shot the taboo calendar. Let's see what happens. Because I did see a photographer by the name of Barry West that was in there, and they were talking trash about him. And I know a lot of girls that are photographed by him, and they're like slandering him all over the place. I don't know him. I'm not a fan of his work. I'm not a fan of anyone's work. So just don't feel special or anything like that. But I saw that, and it was like literally like, you know, it was just like, man, now, like, when you read that, you're like, man, I hope I'm not listed on that, because that would totally just destroy, just someone saying that would totally just destroy it. And they had photos to back it up too, like photos of the person. And there, I'm like, oh man, that sucks, because like, if someone saw that, you know, that's call
also,
for dismissal.
You know, honestly, people that are in their whatever 20s or 30s should not even really be on that site.
But either way, the guy's not 20 or 30. That's the thing. He's like,
how old is he?
He's like 40 something.
Okay, well, I mean, exactly. That's my point.
They're like,
illustrates my point even
more. They're like
more.
Saying like,
it's
oh,
like,
he's
why
just,
are you on that site?
Well, that's the thing. It's like, you know, they had a lot of stuff like that.
So how did you get sucked in? You just clicked and I gotta look at this.
I didn't get sucked in, as opposed to like, I was like, oh man, I'm trying to find hope. I'm hoping that there's no one I know in there, you know, but then I don't know any of these people really, but I, you know, so I was seeing names, and you have the typical picture of like these pictures of girls, like self photos, like in the mirror,
selfies.
And they're like trying to pose all hot. And then like, they've said like, oh, look at this girl's trying to be a quote unquote model. And I saw a lot of that. I saw a lot of people that are like, oh, now she's trying to be a big shot model, the quote unquote model. And like, you see like their photos and stuff like that. And like in my head, you know, because I'm a photographer, it really made me not want to be a photographer, or really made me disgusted in that level of world. Now, I'm going to go out and put myself over and say I don't deliver that quality of work. And those photos in general is that same reason why I don't want to shoot that type of work, or even like civilians in a way. I'm not trying to say, but like, it just really was sort of disgusting of like, there's a...
So it's like a wannabe site.
There's a lot of photos of women that are, you know, it was just like the typical like, oh, look at my ass photo in the mirror type stuff like that. And then, you know, they try to be models. And I mean, that's awesome.
Actually, that's awesome. All men should be grateful that all these women are basically like taking scandalous photos of themselves.
Yeah, I mean, that's...
I mean, like, why are you complaining about that?
Well, I'm complaining for one thing. Is
because guys nowadays have it so easy. I feel like back, you know, whatever, a handful of years ago or a couple generations ago, for a guy just to get a glimpse of like a leg, like let's say the girl's skirt blew up in the wind,
yeah,
or like a girl's skirt, you know, maybe she bent over in the school classroom, and like the guy could be like, oh my god, I see like an extra inch of the flesh of the skin, you know, it's like that was like such a miracle.
And now today,
you can literally just Google body.
Yeah, and
you,
boom.
Not even a sexual term necessarily, just the human body, and see basically porn if you really wanted to.
Or you go onto this site and see a random chick posing.
Like, there's been times where I was searching like harmless words, then I've seen like straight up like body parts, like naked body parts.
But this literally, this site was... It really was a deliberate, like, it was like slander against people. Like, it literally was like... Like, picture of a girl in a party zone looking all hot, or trying to look all hot, or an attempt of looking all hot, or being club hot, or I don't know. And then, like, the write-up would be, like, The write-up would be, I'm trying to like just be brutally honest of what it was. I'm trying to think of how it was. They would actually say her name. Like, they would say, like, the name and stuff like that.
Do you think she knows that she's on this?
I don't know. Maybe. There's like, a new girl every single time. Every time there's a new girl.
Okay, well, here's the thing.
And they'd say, came from Roanoke, trying to be hot shit now, broke up with her boyfriend, and now sleeping with this other guy, and now sleeps with every guy in the club. She's the biggest slut I've ever seen in my whole life. Like, don't even talk to this bitch. Don't even talk to this bitch. You don't know what type of STD she has in her pussy. And then be like, then there'd be other ones they'd say like needs plus twos badly, which is implants and shit like that. And but here's the thing: I did actually see someone that I knew, but that I didn't know. But I was in I saw a beauty contestant in there that was, you know, part of you know, like that was someone that I knew was basically like relation to.
Can you? Okay.
Well, basically, I'd say it's a coworker's daughter. Is what I'm gonna say. It's a coworker's daughter that is a beauty contestant, and then her images were posted there, and then they're like, "Would you still do her?" And like, they're like, "She's."
Are you gonna tell your coworker that his daughter's?
I don't think I should, because it's not really happy. It's not really a good moment, and they'd be a lot happier without seeing that. But basically, they have their images up.
What if he listens to our show?
But basically, then there's do some research. But basically, there was the images up, and then whoever posted these were like, beauty contestant, great body. Well, would you still do her? Or would you do her? Is she fuckable? Stuff like that. And then the response was, no, her face is fat.
That's so mean. I'm sure she's probably not that ugly.
She has fat face.
But
it's also like, who do you think is making this stuff? It's probably some jabroni, though.
It's probably like some person
probably
that,
a
like,
bunch of jabronis
doesn't even like know them fully, and they're just like trying to play around. Like it's like a game.
Yeah.
They probably don't even realize the impact of what they're doing. But here's a question: would like 15-year-old Joe,
no,
dig this site?
No, he wouldn't. Why would 15-year-old
to all the club girls?
Why would 15-year-old Joe dig this site?
I don't know. Like, I feel like it's
you think 15-year-old Joe would like hearing girls get slammed?
No, you probably wouldn't. But would
you know?
You, like,
you know, I was brought up.
What about
the
images?
Yeah,
of,
but you know, I was brought up on like strong females. You know, so that's
Buffy.
Why anytime I see any non-strong female, like, it really sort of disgusts me. Or anyone that's just, like, slutty and stuff like that. It sort of just, like, not revolts me, but it's sort of just, like, unoriginal. You know what I mean? That's what I saw. There's, like, a bunch of unoriginal girls, you know. It's like, well, they're taking... The thing is also, it's a two-way road. Because they're taking these photos of themselves. And then they're posting it everywhere. So, in a way, it's also fair game. But also made me disgusted.
So, this site aside, would you, as, like, 15-year-old Joe, would you, like, actually love the internet because you get access to all, like, the hot pussy?
I don't have any access to hot pussy. What does that mean?
Like,
I can order it up and be there?
Yeah, like, you can order it from Domino's.
Would I be all over it? There was internet when we were 15.
That's true, but now it's, like, more rampant. Like, you could, like, you know, like, the Domino's order, like, you make your own pizza and it throws the toppings on the... on the digital pizza.
Yeah.
Like, you could order up a hot pussy. And it comes to your door.
I don't think that'd even work. You can't just order up a hot pussy.
I bet, like, they have pictures of it.
You have to be 18 or older.
You can pick which one you want.
You still have to be 18 or older to order that.
How do you want it to be shaved or cut or trimmed?
What, now? Well, I don't even know what you're talking about.
You could order it.
Options. What are you talking about? You just ordering up a prostitute? Is that what you're saying?
Yeah.
I don't think it's not as fantastical as you.
They should. What I'm saying is that they should have it like the Domino's pizza app.
Oh yeah, they should. But you cost a lot of money. You think a 15-year-old Joe would have that money? Would have $2,000.
If you got a gang,
$10,000. And then what? Do a gangbang on this?
I
wouldn't want that either.
Donate $50 each.
Donate this. You get to put it in there for 10 seconds, yo.
So gross. I swear, I bet somebody's done that though.
I don't know. I'm still a stickler for character, no matter if it's prostitution or porn or anything like that.
But I just feel like it's so easy access these days. Like, I miss... Okay, I missed.
I was just really disgusted about the how, like, just photographers and modeling was treated. And it just sort of just like, man, I really don't want to be part of that world.
That's like the underbelly of photography.
It's just a bunch of amateur shit. That's what I'm saying. I don't want to be... I never want to be a student porn. Anything, and I never want to be amateur.
You know, those girls are, like, basically, like, two steps away from porn.
Yeah, just, here, take off your shirt. Okay.
Seriously, because
they're wrong,
just, like,
nothing wrong with that, but make sure...
I need to pay my student loans.
Nothing wrong with that, but, you know, it's just like everything else. Just like going to a doctor, get some... See the work and see if it's good. Don't go and be like, oh, yeah, you have a camera. I'm going to show you my titties.
I feel like if you're going to be a porn star... You better, like, really want to be it. Like, be the best one, too.
Yeah, why not?
You know, like, as
if... Be the best anything.
As if... No, but as if it was, like, a traditional job. You know, some people are, like, really study hard. They're like, okay, I'm going to be a dentist. Like, they're, you know, they're hardcore about it. They're in school for, whatever, 8 years, and they're really studying. But, like, I feel like if you want to be a porn star and, like, a really good porn star, like, have that be, like, your total life ambition and, like, enjoy it and be like, yeah, I dig all that stuff and... I mean, I'm sure there are girls out there that totally adore the profession, and they probably get taken more seriously rather than just some girl. But here's my beef against this whole internet thing, Joe. In general, this is like, you know, porn aside. How come, like...
There's more to the internet than just porn.
Well, that's probably 80%. But the other 10% is like cats, and then the other 10% is like really... dumb videos on YouTube.
Well, I just want to end that section on, like, I now remember why I don't venture off into that type of world, because after that you just felt really like,
you feel
first
dirty.
It was a waste of time, and also you're like, man, this world is stupid, and why should I look at any of this?
How long were you on it for?
I was probably on for like 10-15 minutes.
It's not that long. You made it sound like it was longer, but
well,
I guess you can click around and
attention.
Like see stuff.
This doesn't
quick.
Take me that long to digest this information to know what it's all about. But at the same time, it's just like, you're not, at least if I go to like superhero hype or a wrestling website, it's like something that's like fun and interesting, as opposed to just like
stupid
trash. Like, this is like, that was just the definition of just trash. It's like just people just vomiting into a bag then showing it to people. You're like, wow, look at this, it's trash. And then some people love looking at that trash, and they're trash. They are trash. Trash turns into trash. Trash entertained. You are what your entertainment is. If this is people's entertainment, they're trash.
But you know what? Those selfies and stuff like that. Like, it's fine if you're like, oh, look, I have a cute
dress
on or something, and you take a selfie.
This is more than just selfies. This is like people taking pictures of them like in clubs and like being all nasty and shit.
But see, the whole thing about that is I feel like that's total attention. That's a... To me, that's like somebody that like has a disorder that they need attention.
I mean, everyone wants attention too.
Yeah,
right?
but
this
there's
is,
a good type of attention
is,
and then there's like a really needy type of
this
attention.
This is cheap attention. This is like obvious. It's like, oh, how am I supposed to get attention? Oh, I'm gonna show my boobs. It's like, whoa, there you go. It's like, but you're not really helping the world. You're not solving anything here. You're not doing anything with this attention. You're just sort of being selfish. That's how that type of attention is.
Well, here's another
thing. Going to the club, show my titties.
Another thing about all this sexual stuff aside is just like...
Not even sexual, just trash.
Okay, let me get to my point. Is like, with the internet now, there's like no hunt at all. Like, you can go to Amazon and just order something. You don't even have to leave the comfort of your house, which somebody might love. I'm sure there's people out there that adore this. But don't you miss, like, going out and, like, looking for an album or going out and, like, looking for a piece of clothing that you really wanted or a certain type of shoe? Like...
I mean, I'm not gonna... In all truth, I don't miss it because I actually still do that. I still, like, hunt for certain things. Like, oh, like... Because recently we got those posters. I had to hunt for those Rob Jones posters. Like, those... The one who did the Dead Weather and the... And the Kills, those weren't easy, or the Jack White, those were not easy posters to get. Those are very difficult, and I was just like, holy crap.
Limited edition.
Like, just a print run of 250 out of the whole world. So, I mean, I actually like that. I like that a whole lot, and I think sometimes I just instigate that on myself. Even also, there's a hunt of deals. Like, you like getting the deals. That's part of the stuff, you know? Sure, it's so easy to look at boobs now, you know what I mean? And it's an obvious thing. It's an obvious, like, oh, you get, there's so easy to see nakedness too, but there's other stuff that people can try to hunt for.
See, but then on the other hand, it's like, I don't want to be that prude person that's like, I don't like the internet because I see boobs. Like, I don't really mind it if I stumble upon it, but I am kind of like, really? Why is this on a search? Like,
well, really what comes down to is like, now that's so easy to look at boobs. And for me, it's like, oh yeah, you can easily look at boobs anywhere. Just Google boobs. Boom, you got boobs. But at the same time, it's still all about presentation. And I mean, it's like, if you're in a room with a lot of boobs, they don't look like boobs anymore. You know what I mean? That's just like the whole, like how Paul Heyman said, there's a room full of Megan Foxes and one fat chick. People are going to see the fat chick, you know? So it really comes down to presentation. In my opinion.
I mean, yeah, the fat chick's gonna stand out in a room of Megan Foxes, so that makes sense, but I guess it's more about accessibility. Like, people love how easy everything is, but it's almost, like, too easy. Even, like, I feel like it ruined the music industry. Like, even if you just want to hear a song, even if you just know a lyric, and you're like, I don't even know the name of the song or who sings it, you just type in the lyric, find it. I don't know, part of me is like, that's cool, and then part of me is just like, man, things are way too easy now.
They are, they're so accessible, everything is so accessible. That's why it's almost, because, you know, when people talk about, like, oh, how to be the best at, like, social media and stuff like that, it's like, you gotta be accessible, you should be able to talk with everyone, but don't answer everyone else, you know? I really don't care about any of that.
Yeah. I'm past it.
Even though we have the show, but it's also like, you know, this is how we get that
outlet.
Yeah.
But I don't know. I just feel like, I don't want to be that prude person. Like, I don't want them to censor the internet.
I want them to. I want them to genocide the internet. Actually,
just genocide.
I want them to like really
delete
just,
it.
Or you know, there's a certain point where you can distinctively see trolls and trash.
It's getting to be very trashy, especially, like, Facebook. And maybe it's, like, my friends, you know? Maybe it's the people that come up on my feed. But, like, I feel like everything now is beginning to look a little bit like MySpace. Just, like, people posting, like, these dumb little icons and sparkly things and cats and things that... Some of it can be fun, you know, if you're having a bad day, you flip through it and you're like, oh, it's a cool picture of a nice dog, you know, like stuff like that. Like the other week, somebody posted a picture of a beagle that was on top of a little doghouse, and he basically looked like a real life Snoopy. And that made me smile because I was like, oh, that's like the best thing I saw all day amongst all this other trash. But then when you think about it, it's like, oh, it's just a picture of a dog. You know, like it's not like reinventing the world, but it was an awesome picture of a dog. I don't know, maybe, and also it depends on people's taste.
Like,
you know, so like somebody could totally hate that picture.
I feel like there's at this point, there's no way to fix the internet. There's so many great talented people over there everywhere that's able to hack and slash and get through anything. You can't really regulate it. I guess you can in China, but
you
I
can
feel
in North Korea,
in
too.
North Korea, wherever. But like at the same time, it's like very, you know, you have freedom to do that, but it's like you need to. It's not the internet, but it's like almost a human being. It's just like the radio. You can't, if you hear a song you get tired of, don't listen to it again.
You know, I wonder,
you
know, if they...
You really gotta put your mind into what you're seeing.
I wonder if they're teaching, like, elementary kids and even, like, middle school or high school kids, like, the repercussions of posting online. Like...
I hope they are.
Because I don't know if some of these kids know. Like, they...
Well,
you know how they...
I can see how it's fun. And I can see how people get sucked into it because we're like part of the rise of all that. And it's like, you know, like even when you see like a lot of people posting, you do get that full feeling of like, why am I not posting? I need to post something. Like, I need to do something. That's why I bet you do get a lot of those people saying like, I'm going to go eat dinner. I'm going to pump iron. And you know, that's why they list all their activities of the day. Because
I worked out at the gym today.
Because, yeah. And like, I'm going to have a scrumdiddlyumptious meal. And then,
I'm
going to
congratulate myself.
Yeah. Like, it's basically just people just freaking masturbating all over it for themselves. Assuming that everyone's watching. Everyone feels like a celebrity. See, I feel like people just need to ignore that. They need to... It's tough and it's really difficult, but it's, people just need to ignore the stuff that doesn't matter to them. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Does that person that you sort of know, that you only does that really matter to you? And also go outside.
Well,
you know what I mean?
There's this girl that recently friended me, like I guess maybe even a year ago now. But like I recognize her name and I know exactly where I know her from. She's from like my 8th grade English class. Okay, this is middle school English class. I never had any other class with her. Just like this one basic class. And I remember I sat next to her in the class. And then like I randomly get like this, you know, whatever message that says blankety blank wants to be your friend on Facebook. And I recognize her. I'm like, okay, that's that girl from 8th grade English class.
Yeah.
But like never talked to her throughout all of high school. Never knew what college she went to. Like, don't know what she's really doing now. So basically, I haven't seen her in years. And then, like, you know, I was just, like, I guess in an okay mood. And I was like, I know her. So I was like, accept, you know. And, but then part of me was, like, feeling like she should write me or something. Like, maybe I anticipate too much. But, you know, it'd be nice if, like, you friend somebody from a few years ago and, like, give a reason why. You know, like, then you can include a message. Just be like, hey.
Aren't they usually supposed to include some sort of message sometimes?
No. There's this other girl who I actually like talked to throughout high school, not even just middle school, but she was in my art classes and like I haven't seen her in a long time and like she wanted to be friends with me, but she actually included a little note that was just like, hey, what are you up to? And blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
Like that was more acceptable because I'm like, oh, at least she's trying to like reach out and like know me. But I'm like this girl from 8th grade English class. It's like, I mean, what is she looking for? Is she just like interested in my life? And it's kind of like voyeuristic. It's almost like she just wants to know like what I'm up to, but then she won't like talk to me.
Yeah,
I don't know what that's all about. And part of me is like, do I really need that to be my friend? Because like, think about it.
Or maybe some people really don't check Facebook as much as other people assume.
Who knows? Maybe people just stack up like every single name that they recognize throughout the rest of their life. But then also it makes you wonder, like, you know, 10 years from now or whatever, if I have kids. Like, I don't want people from my 8th grade English class to, like, look at my family life.
Yeah.
Like, I don't really, like, care. You know what I mean? It's like, why are they, or looking at, like, anything, really? So, technically, you know, if you want to be, like, really evil about it, I should probably just, like, unfriend a lot of people.
You should unfriend a lot of people, because also at the same time, if they notice that they've been unfriended, then they'll try to friend you back, and then be like, why'd you unfriend me? And you're like, well, you never talked to me, so fuck off.
But also it's like, well, here's the thing.
Just like in high school.
It doesn't really bother me that they are friends with me. I just like don't care. But like, it does kind of slightly, I guess, now that I talk it out, it does kind of slightly bother me. Because then it's like, why are they trying to like know about my life, but then they don't actually talk to me? Isn't that like a voyeuristic thing?
But also if you think about it, how many people do you really talk to?
You know, from doing the magic bullet thing, I've actually talked to a lot of people on Facebook.
From those people.
From, like, my actual friends?
From, like, high school or any of those people.
Maybe, like...
Because I don't talk to any of them, and they all friended me, and I'm just like... You know, and I do the, you know, the line of, like, hey, how's it going? Let's go do something, and then heard from never
again.
See, but
why do you say, let's go do something when you don't initiate? You don't... You know, you're just saying that.
Well, I would assume that they would go back... I'm opening the door.
Uh-huh. Oh, okay. I see.
But then
what you're
after
saying.
That, there's no response.
So they don't really want to hang out.
Well,
they basically just want to spy on you.
Yeah. Or I don't know what the hell they want. I really don't know. They just want to put another tally on their list.
Or they
list.
Want another number.
Like, if I say, personally, if I want, let's do something, it means I want to do something. You know, let's make something. And then a lot of people don't realize how much time that you really can do something with.
Yeah, it's interesting. Like, I don't know. It is pretty interesting because, like, I'm sure I probably have a couple people that I've friended who I didn't talk to. So maybe they think that way about me. But, like, you know, it's just strange, though, to me, though. It's because it's like, why don't you at least send a message?
That's why it's interesting whenever people who have fan pages or anything like that and they're announcing, just got 1,000 friends. Something like that, or 1,000 fans on Instagram, or something like that. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And in my head, I'm like, I hope you can use that to your advantage. You know what I mean? Because that's like people list those thousands, and let's also say like probably 70 or 25% is probably just spam. You know what I mean?
I think
especially
it is, like,
especially
I think
on Instagram.
It is notable though. If you have 1,000, I think it's notable. Like on Instagram or Twitter, because you have to earn those people to click that say that they want to be your fan.
Except for the spam ones.
Well, I don't know about all the spam ones, but I'm just saying, like, from my Twitter, at least, it seems like most of them are real people.
Like, I'm not against having 1,000 or even more. I'm just saying, you're announcing it, but like, let's use that. You know what I mean?
Yeah, leverage it.
And use, yeah, exactly. Leverage that for some reason, as opposed to just being like, I feel good about myself.
But really, like, social media is great, but like,
no, it's not.
I kind of like it. I mean, I like Twitter at least. But like, it's like, think about it though. Has it really like, gotten you like a lot of business, or has it really like expanded your life?
I wouldn't say that social media is great. I'd say that human interaction is great.
Because I've actually met people from like Twitter in real life, actually. And they were good people. So it sounds like creepy, like I'm hanging out with like the Twitter people. It does sound like seriously creepy.
Yeah.
But like, I've met a couple people from Twitter, like at the comic conventions, and then later on they'll like come up and be like, "Oh, I'm so and so on Twitter." I'm like, "Oh, okay." Well, like that lady, that came up at AwesomeCon that does like the food stylizing, and she seemed pretty awesome. And like, it's like, she's like, "I just want to say hi and like I follow you on Twitter and stuff." And it's like, you see these people in real life and they do follow you.
See, I believe that's possibly because you're more approachable, because like, no one ever comments on any of my stuff. No one ever says hi to me, really, at the conventions. It's unless it's like, you know, or I get none of that. Maybe because I really am antisocial, and I push that up. I push people away.
And also, they weren't like freaky. Like honestly, like I feel like it's good if people show their real name on Twitter.
It's not just like.
So it's not Ajax. Just like 810.
Well, it says their real name now. No, it's not in the name, but it's like it says your screen name.
I know, but then some of them are still fakey. But I'm just saying that, like, I feel like that's like that's when you know it's like a more genuine person. Like sometimes people have like a handle that's like a fun name or spin off of their own name, which is kind of what you have. But like, and that's, well, that's
mine
fun.
Mine is not a spin off of my own name. It is a cross promotion.
It's a cross. Well, that makes sense. I'm getting at, but like, I'm talking about the people that are like 182 or whatever. Like
Blink,
those,
Blink 182.
Blink 182. Like those Green people, Day 75. They're so fake, man. Green Day 75, screw them. That's not the real Green Day.
Green Day 75.
But that's like,
off of the Strokes video, I think. Well, no. Or the Sum 41.
Sum 41, man. I remember there's a
time.
Real.
I remember that there's a time.
That's not real.
I remember
they're just putting numbers and words together.
I remember there was a time when there was bands with just numbers at the end of
SR 71. Through SR 71.
An SR 71 is actually a plane, though.
It is. B-52s too.
I don't know. I don't know what a Sum 41 is, though. It's a sum of 41, I guess.
I guess. Divided by 5. Man, it's not even a real person.
Wow. More than that. That's what those band names were. They're all just screen names.
Yeah.
I like when they have dates at the end of their name.
My favorite
Joe
band.
1981.
Yeah.
Cindy 1842. Like
those are like when people like couldn't be clever about their email address, so they're just like, I'll put my name in the year I was born.
83. Yeah. Apparently that sounds more professional. I don't
know. Not really. It sounds like
now the most professional one is just your name.
Yeah.
It used to be like in late 90s or something like that, you'd have to have a cool like name,
a clever
name. I forget what my email used to be.
I still have my clever email I've had since high school. And it's funny because, you talk to, like, recruiters and stuff about jobs, and no one's ever given me any beef. If anything, like, people have liked it, but then they're like, oh, well, since you're a creative, you can get by with it.
Yeah.
Because then, like, but then they're like, if you want to go for a traditional type job, you have to put in, like, your real name at google.com.
Not murder mistress 45.
One time, oh my gosh, this was the worst.
I like
worst.
When people put like XXX. Like, there's a lot of people that have like XXS, Cindy, XXX. I'm like, what the fuck?
Lexi.
XXXXOXO.
Lexi and the sexy.
All these people living lies on the internet, man.
You know, it's funny. Like,
lies.
At my first ever, I think this was the first ever New York Comic Con I went to. This guy comes by and he's like looking at the stuff, but he never picked it up to see the inside, so he's just looking at the covers, and then he's like, well, I like your art, and then he's like, I actually have a kid's book, or some type of book, I want you to illustrate it.
It's called Britney 45.
And I was like, oh, well, do you have a card, or any type of contact info? And he's like, no, I don't have a business card. And in my head, like, Yeah, I know sometimes people like forget them, or they're like, oh, I forgot them, or oh, I ran out of them. Like, you know, I know it happens, but usually that's like a red flag for me, though, if somebody's like going to kind of a networking-ish event and like doesn't have any business cards.
Well, I don't know. I don't have any business cards right now either.
You ran out, though.
I feel horrible.
That's different. You ran out. But I'm just saying, it happens. Anyway, so like, I'm like, well, here's a little, whatever, scrap of paper, you know, write your info on it. I swear to God, this guy, I don't think I kept the little scrap of paper. And he had like horrible handwriting, and he's just like scribbling and stuff. And
everyone's gonna have horrible handwriting.
Seriously
now.
Though, his name was something like Clan Leader 67 or something like
666.
That.
666. Clan Leader 666.
Clan Leader 666. And in my head, I was like, dude, you know what? I really want to work with you because that just like that drew me to you. I need to illustrate your kid's book now. Like, I was just like, really? Like clan leader?
Little clan people.
I was like, clan leader? And then a number? I was like, really, dude?
The first thing that you thought of, probably, you're like, wow, this guy's like, he's the leader.
Yeah, I'm like, oh, wow, this is the KKK. I get to work with them. Add them to my resume.
But it's not just that. It's like the leader of the KKK. It's like the headmaster, yeah, whatever. The priest.
He's the main dude. I was just like, wow, it's a clan leader.
But also, I feel like with the internet... The way the speed of the internet works now is that, yeah, you can get tired of things really quickly. And I think that's probably what happened with Zoe at a certain point. It's like you got so much saturation because you go to YouTube, there's an ad for that. And then you go to this and it's an ad for that. Outside ad for that. You know what I mean? You get tired of it super fast.
You know who's really oversaturated now?
Obama.
Beyonce.
Obama?
No, I think Obama's like terrorists? In trouble now.
Terrorists are more oversaturated now?
No, Beyonce.
Beyonce's oversaturated?
Yeah, she's everywhere. I mean, she...
I still can't really... I don't know any of her new songs.
I don't know any of her new songs.
I did see something. I saw a video on... I saw a video on YouTube about how she was like... I think somehow it joined with like a... I don't know what it was. I was watching like a Green Day concert and somehow... No, I was looking up... I was looking up the Illuminati. And I think after that, I was in the middle of looking up the Freemasons. Mm-hmm. And then there was like a video on like how like Beyonce is
demonic.
A devil worshiper.
Yeah, I've
something
seen
like
that.
That.
It's such junk.
Yeah, but I saw, no, but it's what's amazing about that is like, so the whole time it's like, She threw up the Island Def Jam symbol, which is really just like the symbol for
it's a DDP symbol.
The symbol for like satanic, the pentagram or something like that. And then, you know, I was like, okay, cool. You can put some effort into how all this is broken down. And at the end, it goes like, and that's why you must cherish Jesus. Jesus is the truth. It turned into this so hardcore pro-Christianity thing at the end. I was like, wow, they went right. That's why you must take Jesus as your savior, or else you can't follow the works of Beyonce. You must follow into Jesus, and this will lead you in the way. And all this like holy music came up. I was like, what the fuck just happened? You gotta watch out for that. Tricksters
are for kids.
I like Zoe though. Like, there was a time where I was like, I need to tone down the Zoe, but then once I give it space, I'm like, wow, I dig her character.
Yeah, I mean,
I appreciate her that harmless. She's making music. She's harmless.
I mean, she's delightful. She's adorable.
Oh yeah, I forgot that's the phrase.
I mean, what's not to like? Joe, I just thought of a good children's book idea. Since I mispronounced the clan leader in the beginning and I said clam leader.
Yes.
What if there was like a clam that's like the leader of the KKK, but it's like a clam version?
You should have that like in like an underwater
adventure. It would be underwater, and then the clams like are in battle. There's like black clams and white clams. So then there's like the clam leader, and he has like a hood, and he's like against the other clams. What do you think?
Is he supposed to be against other clams?
He'll be against the black clams.
You can't have it. You can't have them as clams though. You gotta have them
Why
as
not?
Something else.
They can't. No, it's the clam leader.
Yes, but that can only be one group, is the clams. You can't cross.
Yeah, but there can be two different colors, just like humans. There's black humans and white humans. Get it?
No. There's no black and there's no white humans.
We're all humans.
They're all just
no
different.
Color.
They're all just different shades of pink and brown.
It's all a matter of who's been exposed to the sun the most.
No one's white. Yeah, exactly. Everyone's just based on their climate.
That's the stupidest thing. Like, when I hear about, like, people say stuff that is just, like, super racist.
That person's black. I hate black people. Why?
Because they are black? Exposed in the sun.
Because they were in the sun longer. What about those Native Americans? You hate them? Yes. Well, because I stayed in the caves. I'm Van Helsing. I'm a Viking. Where else is another? I don't know.
I just think it's like people are just horrible, Joe. How can we get beyond these horrible people?
Ignore them. The loudest ones. What was the question? How do you get over all these annoying people?
How do you get by all these like horrible people in the world?
Well, the truth is
that judge people by their skin color, that are just horrible people that don't have their real names on the internet with numbers.
Well, in all honesty, you just can't sweat the little people. That's what
true.
It is. You just, these are little people problems. These are civilian problems. We have bigger things to solve, like how to save the planet,
or
how to leave the planet.
Just read any comments online.
Yeah, don't believe anyone's opinion. Really, at the end of the day, just don't believe anyone's opinion. It doesn't even matter. Don't just think logic and follow your heart. Don't think of anyone's opinion whatsoever. Don't think of Obama's opinion. Don't think of Republican or Democrat. Don't think of CIA. Don't think of like your favorite writer, or don't think of your musician. Just absorb everything and then listen to logic.
And listen to the Carolyn and Joe show.
Yeah, and listen to the Carolyn and Joe show.
Every Tuesday.
Just take us in. We might be wrong. We might be right. We're not saying we're either one of them, but we're just here to say something. A lot of people can't even do that, but we're trying. Thanks everyone for listening to the show. Check out all my work at go check out my new work on one-shots.com. One-shots.com is sort of the new films that we're producing, hopefully every month, but we're going to keep on dishing them out for you. Also check out more of my other new work on goastray.tumblr.com. This show is also brought to you by Stray Productions, which you can find at strayproductions.com. What do you got, Carolyn?
Check out curls-studio.com for all of my activities. And we also have recaps on all of the events we just went to, as mentioned, ANS, Awesome Con, and Free Comic Book Day. We had a lot of events recently, so you can check out all the blog recaps and photos there. And check out the Curls comic strip.
And also, since you guys are listening to this possibly on Stitcher or on iTunes, either one of those, go ahead and just keep playing every episode from this one back. There's some great ones from the Awesome Con panel, also Sally's European Adventures, and also the WrestleMania review. There's a whole bunch of great content that were given to you absolutely free. Stitcher, iTunes, even go to the WordPress at the carolynjoeshow.com. A lot of cool stuff.
Also, we started a Facebook page for the Carolyn and Joe Show.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Just type in Carolyn and Joe Show and you will find us. And give us a like or a heart or a thumbs up or whatever else is positive.
So if you made it this far,
you just, like us. You really like us.
If you made it this far, just follow us with the rest of this journey. We'll promise to make life interesting every Tuesday. My name is Joe.
And I'm Carolyn.
Let them know, Carolyn.
Thanks for listening to the Carolyn and Joe Show.